Welcome to the Free Lawyer Podcast. I'm your host, Gary Miles. The Free Lawyer Podcast is designed for the lawyer, entrepreneur, or professional who is in some way unfulfilled, stressed, or stuck, and is looking for something better. We will discuss various blocks that limit us from achieving the personal freedom that we all desire, but have not yet fully experienced. And we will give actionable steps to free yourself from them. Are you looking to achieve a new level of success? If so, this podcast is for you. Before we get started with our message today, I'm really excited to let you know I've now released my first book, Breaking Free, A Guide to Achieving Personal and Professional Freedom as a Lawyer. I'm dedicated to helping you find the success and freedom from stress and burnout in your practice. Breaking Free gives you the tools and actionable steps that allow you success and fulfillment in ways you never thought possible. You will see how to overcome the stress and overwhelm you feel and to achieve a life of freedom, joy, and success. I will leave a link in the show notes where you can purchase it. I hope you enjoy reading Breaking Free as much as I have enjoyed writing it. Now to the rest of our episode. Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's episode. You know how focused I am on health and wellness, and so many of us work under situations of such great stress. And so our guest today can really be helpful to all of us. Kevin Davis has been in the medical field for over 25 years, and he coaches people on how to manage stress and live a healthier life. And he's going to share some of his insights with us today. Kevin, how are you doing?
You're good, Gary. I thank you for having me on today.
Well, it's my pleasure. Kevin, tell us a little bit about your background and what you do today.
Well, I've got my training as a physician assistant. I've been in practice since 1994. I just used to own my own clinic until a couple years ago when I sold it. Still working for the same, still in the same place, just I'm not the owner anymore. So I got rid of that kind of headache that's, you know, comes with owning your own business. So I do family practice. Approximately 5 years ago, I started doing online health coaching. And the main reason is, you know, at some point in your life, as you get older, you start learning that, you know, the things you've done in the past is maybe not working, and the things weren't working for me. And that was about 15 years ago. I was just being about 40 at that time. And I started looking into other things as far as like underlying causes, trying to best, not for myself, but also for my patients, to try to get the best outcomes for them. So I've kind of like more in a functional medicine now. I do family practice. I still see colds and coughs, and but I also see diabetes and high blood pressure, cholesterol, heart disease, all that.
Tell me what you mean by functional medicine.
Functional medicine is pretty much the easiest way is to figure out what the root cause of the problem is. You know, like if you have diabetes, you know, so you come into my office, instead of just giving you a pill for it, what's causing it? And most of the time, it's lifestyle choices. So we just try to address the lifestyle choices that you're making. We try to find out the root cause, you know, and treat that instead of on the back end, just treating someone with a pill. Pills, gotcha. We prescribe medicines and, you know, nothing against them. But sometimes if you get to the root cause, your outcomes are going to be so much better.
And with your patients and your clients, does kind of addressing those lifestyle choices, those healthy choices early on, perhaps help to prevent the incidence of certain health style related conditions like diabetes?
Oh, sure. Yeah. If you can, especially if you're looking for it, you know, if you're in your 20s or 30s and you're getting just the routine blood work, sometimes it doesn't show up things that unless you take a deeper dive. And it's like anything else, you know, if you're saving for your retirement, you know, if you start saving when you're 45, 55, and you're going to retire at 60, well, you got to do a lot of work. You know, you're behind the ball rather than starting when you're 25. So if you could get ahead of the game at an earlier age, then, you know, the progression's not there. You don't have to backtrack so much, and you're being able to get a lot better outcome, just like you would from your retirement account.
A lot of the folks who listen to this podcast are very busy professionals, lawyers and other fields, and they just go so hard, and so they often don't have the time they feel to exercise right. They may grab fast food. What strategies do you recommend for incorporating healthy lifestyle habits into a very busy professional's overwhelming work schedule that they may feel they have?
Well, first of all, if I'm speaking to a 25-year-old, that's a lot harder, whether than I'm speaking to a 45-year-old person. When you get to be 45 or so, 40, 45, you start realizing that there's an end game to this. And if you don't start taking care of yourself, then you're not going to do the things that you need to do. So the first thing you need to figure out is why you're doing them. For me personally, we have grandkids. So I want to be able to do the things with my grandkids when I'm 65, 70. So first you have to figure out the why. Someone can tell you all the right information, but if you don't have motivation to do it for some reason, then you're not going to really succeed in making those changes probably last. And the thing that I try to figure out, if you're doing it for yourself, it may not get done, but if you're doing it for somebody else, a lot of times that external force can kind of make you do the things that you need to do. So that's the first thing is figuring out the why. And then the other thing is it really depends on the schedule. And that's what we do with our online coaching is figure out, go through someone's whole day and figure out, okay, when can we incorporate exercise? When can we do different things? And one of the things that I really find that's really helpful for people is to do things like plan ahead, like meal prepping. For instance, like on Sunday, I'll spend a couple hours on my Blackstone. And I'll make my lunches for 3 or 4 days. So I already have those in place. I have dinners in place. So, if you're a busy person and you can carve out a couple hours on the weekend or one evening, you're going to be able to incorporate some of those healthy choices. It's already there. If you come
Right.
home, from a long day of work, been stressful, you haven't cooked anything. You got kids going to ball games. You got to do all kinds of stuff. You're pulled many different directions. You're just going to grab something at home, or you're going to go pick up something through the drive-through, order a pizza, or whatever it may be. But if it's already made and all you have to do is stick it in the microwave for a couple of minutes, then you're going more likely going to be able to do those things and keep doing those
And
things.
I can relate to that. My wife is extremely busy as a director of nursing, but she's also our house's chef. So she does that on Sunday. She baked meals for her and me for the whole week. So she works late and I'm hungry. All I gotta do is, as you say, pop in the microwave for a couple of minutes. So I'm made in the shade. One of the things that so many people who listen to this podcast experience is work-related stress. A lot of folks are lawyers, but they're other professionals. But for example, in the law field, you may have billable hour requirements that seem onerous. You may have a managing partner who's demanding, clients who are difficult, arguing with lawyers every day, feeling this competitive need to do better. How can a lawyer that like that, who feels so overwhelmed by stress, manage your life in a healthier way?
Well, first of all, stress, we all have it. And the goal to me, when I'm talking to, and I my avatar audience is someone who's in this field. So this is what I talk about a lot with my clients. I don't go in there and I say, Gary, you can't have any more stress. You need to get rid of that. Well, everybody's just gonna walk away. Just like if someone come up to me for my job and says, you can't have any stress, that's not doable. It's impossible to, I think, do the things that we do and not have stress. And also, when you look at it, stress is actually a good thing. Like Gary, when you're going to law school, you had stress, but something good came out of it. There's
Sure.
what if you don't if you're not stressed, usually you're not growing. And I understand that, and I understand that's where we need to work with people. But the thing that we need to do is we need to learn how to live a manageable life with the stress, so that we can do the things we need to do and then, be able to take care of our bodies at the same time.
So how do we do that? How do we live a manageable life with the stress?
Well, I think the other thing is go back to your why. You got to figure out that. You always have to go back to that and then to my four pillars of health. And we can talk about that in just a second. But with the stress part of it, we need to know that stress is going to come. And with my four pillars of health, which is nutrition, exercise, sleep, and prayer would be the stress part, relaxation. So when you have that, you're going to have stress. And if you can manage the things you can manage, stress is going to come along with your job for whatever reason, maybe out of your control. But you can control what you eat, you can control what you exercise, you can control your sleep. So if we look at a balanced life, if we look at the four pillars of health, even if one thing is kind of like abnormal, out of whack a little bit, like the more stress that day, if you're eating the proper foods, your glucose is not going to have fluctuations. And you're not going to get hangry, like you get hungry and angry at the same time.
Yes.
So you're going to have stabilized blood sugars. If you do like what I do, I track my sleep. When I have good night's sleep and I'm sleeping well, then the next day usually I'm more productive. And the same thing with exercise. When you're doing exercise, a lot of times with the cognitive behaviors that we have, the thinking, and just overall, when you incorporate exercise into your lifestyle, then you can take care of the stress. So it's more just not one thing. It's your whole body, your whole lifestyle, as far as like taking care of that situation. And if you can get to the point where you can control the things you can control, then the stress is not going to be as detrimental as it would be is if your blood sugars were fluctuating and you're not sleeping and those type of things.
Let's talk about sleep a little bit. I've learned how important sleep is, and I've done enough reading. I'm not an expert like you are to realize how sleep is so much healthier for us in so many ways. But I have clients who I coach who are lawyers, and they tell me they wake up at 3 in the morning worrying about their cases, worrying about did they do something wrong. And I can see that I have control over what I eat. I can see that I have control over whether I spend 45 minutes in morning exercising, but how can I manage my sleep so that the stress and the worry and the fear I may feel doesn't interrupt my sleep and give me a bad night's sleep, even though I went to bed at 10 o'clock?
So, and if you ask me, the one thing that's really the hardest thing for my clients to take care of is sleep. You just can't make yourself go to sleep sometimes, even if whatever. So, a couple of things that I try to do with all my clients is I have them wear a continuous glucose monitor. So, it's one of those things, if you don't know what that is, it's when it goes back of your arm and you can use your phone and then you can check your sugar, every minute all day long. It also records your sugar during the nighttime. So if you are having a high blood sugar or a low blood sugar, that can wake you up. And we have to treat that accordingly, depending on what that is. So it goes back to your diet. It goes back to the four pillars. You have to get a balance. I had one lady that I coached, and she was waking up at 3 o'clock. And if your audience is having this problem, I guarantee you, if you take a poll from them, they're going to say between 2:30 and 4 is when they wake up. It's 99% of the time, those are the hours that people wake up. Now,
Why is that, and how does one manage that?
it has to do with your blood sugar a lot. It has to do with the fluctuations. And that's why they wear the continuous glucose monitor. I had this one lady who was doing the same thing, and her sugars were dropping. So while I was correcting her diet during the day, I had her eat some tablespoon of peanut butter before she went to bed. Now, I don't recommend eating right before you go to bed, but in her specific case, we needed to stabilize her blood sugar throughout the night with some good fats and some protein. Once we got her diet under control during the day, she went off the tablespoon of peanut butter at night, and she was able to sleep during the day. So, those type of things are the things that we have to uncover, and that's where the functional medicine comes in, because you're finding the root cause of that situation. If you can uncover that, then you're not just saying, here's a sleeping pill. Here's something to help you sleep. You try to figure out what the cause is. So that's the way we kind of look at it. And the other thing that I try to do with my clients too is get them to understand what we call circadian rhythm. Circadian rhythm is just your natural flow. When you wake up, when your cortisol goes up, cortisol goes down throughout the daytime. That's what it's supposed to do, because cortisol makes you stimulated, and that's what gets you going in the morning. So the way you kind of like stabilize your circadian rhythm is when you first get up in the morning and you're having trouble, especially if it's light outside, go for a 10-minute walk. That sunlight in the morning through your eyes is going to help reset that circadian rhythm. So if you're resetting the circadian in the mornings, by the time you get to the evening time, now this doesn't happen overnight. This may take a few weeks. But if you do those type of things and you get up and you walk, and you get that sunlight, then everything starts to change at a cell level within your body, and the hormones are produced when they're supposed to be produced because it reverts back to the circadian rhythm. So there's a couple of things that we try to do to help with their sleep.
Gotcha. So tell me how the four pillars that you talk about, nutrition, exercise, sleep, and prayer, how do they contribute to overall well-being?
Well, I think you have to go back to the basics. And it's amazing how many times when I'm coaching a client, we may be 3 months in, but then we have to go back and revisit the basics of where you're at. So it's kind of like if you have four legs on a chair, you take one leg off, it's going to be really wobbly. You may not be able to sit on two of them. You can't sit at all. So with me over the years, when I first started doing the functional medicine 15 years ago, I just concentrated really on diet. I started with the ketogenic diet. I still believe in that. I think it's good for some people, but I think there's a specific diet for a specific person at a specific time. What you do right now may work, but you don't need to do that in a year. So you have to figure out, okay, let's try to make this a simplified approach. And that's where the four pillars come in. How can I simplify for my patients or my clients what they need to address? So anytime there's an issue that comes up, you're not getting a result you want to get, go back to the four pillars. Are you doing the things that you need to do in those four areas? And then, we recommend supplements. We do different things like that as well. But if you can nail down that, probably 80-90% of your problems are going to be taken care of, because God made our body in a way that it can regenerate, it can correct itself. And if we give your body the signals that it needs, it's going to do what it's supposed to do.
Let's talk a little bit about nutrition. There are so many diets out there of all different sorts, Mediterranean diet, the keto, you name it, whole foods. Everyone has a different diet. And for many of us lay people, nutrition's very, very confusing. Whole wheat bread, is it good for us or not good for us? And so forth. What are your thoughts about nutrition? To me, it's a complex and kind of confusing topic. What are some consistent dietary principles that you recommend to your patients?
This is an easy one. No processed foods, limit your sugar, and eat whole foods. Those are the three things. If you look at whether it be ketogenic, paleo, no matter what it is, unless you're doing like the keto bars that you buy in a store, that I don't consider that keto. That's just processed foods. But anyway, out of all the diets that you look at, those are the mainstays in any of the diets. From a strictly pure sense. We're not talking about the marketing and different things like that food companies do. But if you can just concentrate on the whole foods, and what I mean by whole foods is what I tell my patients is if God made it, you can eat it. If God didn't make it, don't eat it. And if you look at that approach, probably I would gather probably 80% of the people would get a lot of results from that. The last 20% really depends on that specific person. Are you insulin resistant? Do you have diabetes, underlying diabetes? Then we need to look at the rest of the foods and eat lower carbs. The mainstay that I tell everybody is you got to prioritize protein. That's your number one macro. You do the for the longevity purposes, you want to get the right amount of protein. The carbs and the fat is where you kind of adjust for each person. And once you figure out what works for you, then you continue doing that. And then later on, you may switch, because if you go from someone who's diabetic or insulin resistant to non-diabetic or insulin sensitive, then you can start eating more carbs. But during that time where you're diabetic, you may have to eat lower carbs just because of the underlying metabolic issues that you have in your body right there.
No processed foods is quite a challenge.
Yeah. So it is, and
We have vegetables and we have meats and we have eggs and we have nuts.
fruits.
Are cheeses considered processed?
If it's in a block cheese, that's okay. If it's in a wrapper or if it's shredded, then they've got added materials to it. Now,
But that
I'm like
doesn't
it.
even allow for bread is processed, right?
Correct. And I think bread, whether it's wheat or white, there are some differences, but like if you're going to have bread, like sourdough, as far as like the probiotics and things like that have in it, that's probably your best bet. Now, I'm like everybody else that's listened to this. I don't do 100% whole foods, but probably 90 to 95% of my diet is whole foods. So you may see me eating a pizza one time. You may be seeing me eat some cookies maybe one time. So I'm not against having dessert. I'm not against occasionally having some processed foods. But like when we talked about earlier, when you food prep, there's no processed food in my food prep. So you like my lunches and dinners throughout the week are pretty much right where they need to be. So if you can do those things and you're at the point where you just want to maintain your health, then eating some processed food, like a cookie or ice cream or whatever it may be, you can have those into your diet. It's just not, it should be a dessert. It shouldn't be a mainstay. And so many times that we have, like right now in America, kids may be eating Pop-Tarts and drinking, orange juice for breakfast. Well, it's just setting them up for failure.
Right. In terms of carbohydrates, breads you kind of recommend against, but rice, I guess, is a whole food.
It is, and it really depends on where
Potatoes,
you.
I guess, are a whole food. What about pasta?
Pasta is not whole food because if you can go find me a pasta tree, then I
I
think it's okay. But
don't think I
going
could do that.
and it go and it goes back to the whole foods. You have to look at, okay, are you insulin sensitive or insulin resistant? Meaning insulin sensitive, you have a normal metabolic function. Insulin resistant, meaning that you're towards diabetes. Then you need to cut down your carbs because you have some underlying issues. You need to correct those first, and then doesn't mean like the rest of your life you can't have it. I just tell people no for now. Let's get you healthy first, and then we can incorporate some other things later on.
Let's talk a little bit about exercise. So you have a client who's a super busy professional. He works very hard under a lot of stress and doesn't have a lot of free hours in his day or her day. What do you recommend in terms of exercise? How much? What kind of exercise? How do they find time to incorporate it? Those kinds of things with your clients.
Well, the type of exercise is resistance training. So we want to focus on building muscle because starting at age 30, you start losing 1% of your muscle mass. And if you don't eat enough protein, which is why I prioritize protein, and if you're not doing some kind of like exercise to stimulate growth, you're going to continue losing muscle. And people who lose muscle and lose strength have a lower life expectancy. So that's the why. Now, the type of exercises really depends on, how much time they have, how many days a week. If you can do 2 to 3 days a week of resistance training, that's great to get, especially to get started. Different types of exercise, you can do body weight exercises. If you're doing, and I sometimes I'm in a hotel room, and you can do like some different variations of push-ups, body weight squats, lunges. So you can do body weight. One of the most effective things that I think for a limited time and a limited space is exercise bands. You can get a great workout in 15 minutes doing an exercise band. So those are two things that you
Exercise
could
bands.
bands. Those are really good. I have a video that I send some clients that have that's all they have access to. And 15 minutes, they can't finish a workout because it's tough. If you've ever done, it looks easy, but it's really hard. So those are a couple things I think if you're limited on time and limited on space, is that pretty much anybody can do. Now, I have an app that I send my clients and they get workouts like with dumbbells and barbells and things like that. So they have access to it and they're able to take that to the gym and it shows them exactly which exercise to do. So they don't spend time thinking about, what should I do today? It's already there. And that makes it a lot easier for people to, keep doing because they don't have to think about it. They just have to do it.
So you recommend strength training, and I know there are a lot of benefits to that. I've heard others who also recommend, improving your VO2 max and improving your cardiovascular health through, Peloton, jogging, whatever it might be. Or is that an important component for you?
And that would be probably number two, that I would say, because when you're looking at those type of things, you're looking more for your cardiovascular health, and the VO2 max. There's a test that you can do, how far you can go in 12 minutes and things like that we can give to people. But the mainstay would be the resistance training and then doing some kind of like where you're getting your heart rate going up. I don't like jogging because jogging can lead to a lot of times to chronic elevations in cortisol because you're stressing your body. I would rather someone take, 5 to 10 minutes and do some sprints of either from 10 to 30 seconds at a time. And as far as like, especially if they have some weight in their midsection that they need to get rid of, that helps burn that midsection weight a lot better than doing long distance running. And because if you look at like runners from the Olympics, they're not very chiseled. They're not, don't have a lot of muscle, and they usually have a little pudge in their belly. And I think that's because of the chronic elevation of cortisol. So if you can just do some sprinting once a week, maybe twice a week at the most, that's going to help get you into the long distance running for your or long distance cardiovascular. And then doing a walk, just a simple walk for like 30 minutes once a week, it would be awesome as well too, especially if you did it in the mountains or you did it hiking or something along those lines.
I've seen on your website and your LinkedIn page that your goal was the uncompromising pursuit of peak health and wellness. That's a pretty powerful term. I like that. How do you help your clients towards that uncompromising pursuit?
There's a timeline. This is where you're at, and this is perfect health. We are never going to get here. But if you're continuing making little changes, little steps towards that, and incorporating different things to get to that perfect health, even though we're never going to attain perfect health, then you can get to the point where you're always improving. One thing that, like for me, for instance, I started working out and doing this like 15 years ago. 2 weeks ago, I did deadlift 300 pounds. That's the most I've ever done in my whole life, and I'm 54 now. So that's the idea is you're just making little steps, to get to where you're improving this area of life, you're improving that area of life, so that you can actually get to the point where as we get older, we're not necessarily declining in health. We can actually improve if we incorporate all these type of things. And we talked about the four pillars of health. If I wasn't eating the right amount of protein, there's no way I could do my max deadlift at 54. I have to, if I'm not sleeping, I can't do my max deadlift at 54. It all works together.
I know one of your focuses is on busy professionals who are kind of in the 40 plus year old range. What are some of the common challenges you've observed in that demographic group, and how do you address them?
One is the lack of time, which we've talked about, and I think like with anything else, you can see the benefits because you're a coach as well too in a different area. But if you have somebody that's a little bit ahead of you, you can kind of like, avoid some pitfalls and some mines that maybe you're going to step on and get frustrated. So I think having a coach is going to be helpful because it's going to reduce the amount of time you're going to get results with that. The other thing is, what can I eat because my family eats this way and I eat this, you want me to eat this way. And I looked at it as something positive because if you're a dad, especially, and you're the head of your household and this kind of stuff, and if you set the example for your kids, you may be suffering from being overweight or diabetes, but your lifestyle may have got you there. How important is that you set a different example for your kids to follow? Because you can tell them to eat healthy, but if you're drinking your Coca-Cola and eating a Snickers bar, that's what they're going to do because that's what they see. So I think that is something that you can turn like a negative into a positive because one, that gives you extra motivation because your kids are watching you. And for me personally, it's when I go to the grocery store, I have people actually go to my grocery cart, move my groceries around to see what I'm buying because it's accountability to me. That's just a side note that most people get mad at, but I like it because it keeps me accountable. So there's a lack of time that people think about, what are my kids are going to do? And then the other, probably the third thing is I've tried other things and nothing's worked.
I'm sorry, what's the third thing?
I've tried everything and nothing works. And I see that time and time again. And the thing about it is we're all different. So what worked for someone else may not work for you because your body's different and you need something different. And a lot of times when that happens, People get frustrated because they may have spent some money on a program or some supplements or something like that, and they didn't get the results. And one thing that I find is that one of the underlying reasons they don't get results is they don't stick with it. They do it for, 4 weeks and they don't get the results that they want to get, therefore they quit. Whereas if you have somebody kind of like pushing you along and saying, no, this is the next step, trust me, this is where we're going with it, and you stay with it, then you're going to that mental click kind of goes off, and you're able to continue doing the right things at the right times.
Yeah, it's what I call shiny object syndrome. Someone reads a book and they try this, and then they try that supplement, and then they try this diet, and they go from one thing to another. And the benefit of working with someone like you, who has a passion for health and wellness, and also has 25 years practicing in the field, that you can really give expert guidance in a time-effective, consistent way, instead of us just buying the next book or buying the next supplement we saw advertised on TV or something of that nature.
And that's I have coaches for my business because there's things I don't know, and I look at the same way. It's like during the pandemic with COVID, we wanted to build a garden because we were home, nothing to do, so we thought, well, we need to build a garden. Well, Gary, I had no idea how to build a garden. So what did I do? I didn't go to YouTube. I didn't do that. One of my patients who has a garden, he's a farmer, does stuff. I hired him to come over to my house, put all the peat moss and all that kind of, whatever it needs to, the right soil and this and that. And I just hired him to do that because I had no clue. And, like you said, there's a lot of things on YouTube, but if you have someone exactly there telling you what to do, it's a lot easier to get it done. And most of the time, you're going to get it done.
So tell me a little bit about your online coaching program where you try to help busy professionals get healthier. How does it work? What does it look like?
Well, I've got three different tiers of it. So it depends on the person and what they need. The bottom tier is where I send, there's an exercise app that I can send people and give them exercises and little pointers. This is all through text. This is not one-to-one or in person or group coaching or anything like that. It's just an app that I give people access to so they know what to do as far as exercises. The next step up is group coaching, and that's where you get a 12-week course. I go through a lot of different things, different handouts, how to calculate macros, protein, how many calories, different exercises, why we have you do different things, kind of explanation. And it's a group coaching, so it's once a week we get on a Zoom call. People have questions, we answer them, and it's surprising how many times people within a group, they may not answer or ask a question, but somebody else will, and it gives them information. So we do it as a group. And then the top tier is with someone who wants to go one-on-one. Now, one-on-one is when we have weekly to bi-weekly Zoom calls. We do lab work with you. We will have you wear a continuous glucose monitor. You get a heart rate monitor. You get scales that I monitor from my end on the back end as far as on my dashboard. So that's more of a concierge one-on-one, someone who really wants to go really deep. So I've made three different tiers just because people have different needs and different wants. And that's something that, if anybody's ever interested in, they can always contact me and I can have a conversation with them. And then, we can go from there.
Can you share some story without naming the patient, of course, of success or transformation you've had for someone who's been able to regain their health and vitality through your coaching?
I have a client. He's in actually just out of Chicago, and he is a financial in the financial field, and been friends with him through a mastermind for probably 4 or 5 years. And then he kept telling me, this is what he told me, I want to get healthy and then I want to join your program. And he told me that for 3 years. And then finally, after 3 years, he wasn't getting healthy. And so he joined the program and he's been with me for 3 years now. And kind of like the one thing that started with him, he did the top tier. So we did lab work and things like that with him. Found out he's diabetic. He didn't know he's diabetic because he didn't go to the doctor, didn't want to get blood work and those type of things. So that was a red flag because, okay, we need to do things differently because you're diabetic. And then once we get his exercise and his nutrition under control, his main problem was his sleep. It was sleep. And he was a busy guy, probably with like your listeners. He had his own business. He had people working for him. You had meetings at 6 o'clock in the morning sometimes and things like that. So over a period of time, I finally convinced him that, he's nailing his nutrition, he's nailing his exercise, he's praying, he's doing those type of things, but he's not doing his sleep. Once we got his sleep under control, because he made some changes with it, then he really started seeing a lot of success, not only in his weight loss and his waistline, but also in other aspects of his life. He's able to lift more, he's able to do more. He was working better, he was more focused, during the work. And once we started him seeing the cause and effect of him not sleeping well, then he was able to nail these other areas in a more advanced way, because his body was where it needed to be.
Gotcha. Gotcha. That's wonderful. So, Kevin, for folks who may be interested in learning more about you and how you can help them have health and vitality, how can they best get in touch with you?
My website is called kevindavishealth.com. You can go on there and see what we have to offer, and then if you want to have just a free consultation for us to give a talk, you can do that. You can email me at kevin@kevindavishealth.com, and I can tell you about our different programs. What I want to do is I like to have a conversation with people before we even start, because I want to work with people who want to make change. If someone is going to fight me along the way and tell me they want to do it this way when I know they do another way, that's not what I'm in this for. I'm busy enough, I don't have to do, those type of consults, because I want people who want results. Now, I know people are going to struggle, and I know people mess up, and believe me, I'm right there with most people. But if they're willing to be coachable, that's the kind of person I want to have and be able to help, because what I do is I'm actually just steering them in the right direction instead of like pulling them in the right direction. So that's one of the main things I look at for these consultations. And then I figure out, we talk about your health. You'll get a questionnaire from me about your overall health. And then if it's something I don't think I can help you with, then obviously we can't move forward from that point. But I want to make sure that it's something I think I can help you with to reach your goals.
Very good. Kevin, thank you so much for sharing your insights with us today. And for all of our listeners, I know so many of you feel so stressed and overwhelmed and feel like you don't have time to have some exercise, to have good nutrition and sleep well, but it really is important to your life. And I encourage any of you listening to reach out to Kevin, because he truly is an expert in this field. And if you're a professional athlete, you need to get fit and healthy to perform on the field. And whatever your field is as a professional, you need to be fit and feeling well and healthy and sleeping well and eating well. And Kevin can help you. Kevin, thank you so much for joining us today. I really appreciate who you are and how you help people live their best lives.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you. And as always, my friends, please be well, be safe, and be free. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the Free Lawyer Podcast. Wherever you are listening, if you enjoyed what I shared, please leave me a rating and review. I would appreciate hearing more about what you like best and what topics you might like me to cover in future episodes. If you are interested in experiencing a more fulfilling and a more successful life, please contact me at www.garymiles.net, where you can schedule a free discovery call with me so I can learn more about you, your challenges, and your dreams. I appreciate each and every one of you, and have a great rest of your day. Thanks to all of you for your support.